Back in November, I did a story about the Rosenwald Foundation School Building Program and architect Steve Reese's hunt to locate and document existing schools built under the program from 1917 through 1932 for the education of African Americans. Julius Rosenwald was a founder of Sears Roebuck and a friend of Booker T. Washington, one of the greatest proponents of African-American education. There were more than 5,000 Rosenwald schools built in the South, 22 of them in the Northern Neck, and one in particular has made some news, the Julius Rosenwald High School in Reedville. There are some unique facts to this story. The school itself, built in 1917, seems to be the largest ever built, with its two levels, six classrooms, an auditorium, and outbuildings. More unique, the Julius Rosenwald Foundation of Northumberland County has been formed by alumni of the school and others to, quote, reclaim, restore, and reuse the school, unquote. But the most intriguing part of the story, to my mind, a member of this newly formed group is Robert Rosenwald, kin to Julius Rosenwald. Robert and his wife Jean moved here some years ago, came upon a historical roadside marker for the Rosenwald High School, went to the property, and quickly became involved with the group of African American former attendees working to form the foundation. Steve Reese has also become involved with the new foundation. Its first major step was taken not long ago, a presentation to the Northumberland Board of Supervisors proposing that the county buy the school and land and lease or donate it back to the foundation. Well, at this writing, the current owners, while interested, haven't decided whether to sell. Steve Reese said that the idea of having alumni of the school return 60 years later and restore the facility is inspiring. And speak of inspiring, I asked Robert Rosenwald what this all means to him. His answer? Well, the chance of helping to revive a largely forgotten piece of Rosenwald family legacy for the good of the entire community, especially for the surviving African Americans who attended and their descendants, has become somewhat of a calling for me, the continuing attachment these now quite elderly people have to that school after all these years is so obvious. That place really matters to them. Their reverence for the school and the opportunities it afforded them is almost overwhelming to me, and I feel that trying to do what's right is the least I can do. Robert Rosenwald, kin and kindred spirit to Julius Rosenwald. This is Thea Marshall.